When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to mention before we get started, we recorded this episode on Tuesday this week, and Thursday, Burt Reynolds passed away. And it was just a little bit of a coincidence that that we actually mentioned him in this episode. We're going to dedicate this episode to the late, great Florida man, Burt Reynolds. He was a Florida State football star. So he's one of us. He was one of the Florida men. So, Bandit, this one goes out to you.
Listener discretion is advised, because we're not old or new, but middle school, fifth grade, kind of like junior high. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Friday, September the 7th, 2018. Each week, we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man. And in this week's episode, a Florida man burns his trash panda.
A what?
Just wait.
Okay.
A Florida woman's bath is interrupted by a reptile. Another Florida woman says, "We don't need no water, let the motherfucker burn." A drive-through window leads to a drug-dealing couple. Plus, Florida man versus tourist, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
Shit, bitch. Sorry, but I got a wardrobe malfunction over here. It's bothering me. All right.
You need to change?
I should have wore a different pair of shorts. It's kind of like a handle, though. You know, I can't stop playing with it. All right.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I guess so. FYI, I am not drinking Tito's tonight. So you won't... This should cut down on the ice cube.
Yeah, I appreciate clanking. That. My last episode that I edited was... I was done early. I actually had it uploaded by Tuesday night last week. Tuesday night? Monday night. Last week.
Yeah, we didn't record, but yeah, we're a week behind now.
Well, yeah, we're sort of. We're recording the week that it's going to air, which is kind of, well,
it's called living on the edge.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the problem with this one gets
actually recorded and saved, and because we don't have Jay here this week to make sure that these things are.
I fired him.
Oh, you fired him?
Yeah.
It was about time.
He came back for a contract negotiation, and, yeah, I did not agree to his terms, so I fired him.
He wanted 3 beers instead of 2?
4. You believe the son of a bitch wanted 4 beers?
Oh, fuck.
Per episode?
No. I don't even drink 4 beers during
the episode. BYOB. Biatch. I canned him.
All right.
Unless I need him again, then I'll rehire him. If we do another live show, we'll rehire him back. Okay. He did a good job on the live show.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I was happy with the way it turned out.
Yeah. How many stories we got tonight?
4, just like usual.
4.
Yep. Gonna make it? Or do you need to change your pants?
That's cuatro for our Spanish-speaking friends. You didn't know I was multilingual, did you?
I did not.
Yeah. I'm pretty much limited to dos cervezas, por favor, and baños. Give me 2 beers. Yeah, give me 2 beers in the bathroom, and I'm good. But I am going to need a refill. That's the problem with these, because I'm going to get through like one shot. But there's a problem with the beer.
little gassy, or they're too small?
No. Well, both.
You need 40?
No. Some fence post? No. Yeah, just you got a little. So you may have to edit out a few burps here and there.
Oh, right.
A little one-inch man saved us.
Well, if he got closer, I'm sure he'd be much larger.
That's how eyesight works, you stupid raccoon.
Don't call me a raccoon!
I'm sorry. I took it too far. I meant trash panda.
Is that better?
It's worse. It's so much worse.
All right, story number one. Let's get into this thing. Oh, I'm keeping with tradition. And, I didn't look at the show notes before we got here.
Okay, that's fine.
Are there any big words in here I should know about before I get started so I could do maybe speech to text or something? Text to speech, I mean.
Euthanized.
Euthanized?
Euthanized. That's probably the hardest word in this one.
Are euthanized?
Euthanized.
Euthanized. That's kind of like utes.
Nothing like utes.
Oh, nothing like utes. All right, I thought it was euthanized.
No, it's a TH, not an F.
Euthanized.
Yes.
All right, I can do that. All right. Story number one. Florida man accused of setting raccoon on fire. That's what you're coming out with.
Yep.
That's what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the stories we could come up with, you came out with setting a raccoon on fire.
Well, we've got a theme this week, so.
What's our theme?
Oh, you'll see once we get through all the stories.
So I'm guessing the first one has to do with raccoons?
Yep. Just one raccoon, not plural.
But, so our theme is raccoons?
No. Our theme is fire.
Fire! Oh, okay. Theme is fire. Great. All right. A Palm Bay man. Where's Palm Bay?
Good question. Palm Bay. I didn't look that one up, and I don't have my map with me this week.
You didn't bring the map?
No, it's in the.
Well, look it up while I'm talking.
It's on the dashboard of the Jeep.
Look it up while I'm talking, then. I don't know where that is. A Palm Bay man was charged by police after he set fire to a trapped raccoon Thursday morning. Palm Bay police learned about the incident about 10 o'clock a.m. Thursday. Ezra Lee James, 88, of the 500 block of Conover Avenue, told officers he had trapped the raccoon as a nuisance. Policewoman Lieutenant Steve Bland said his solution for disposing of the animal was to set it on fire, he told the police.
Now, I think we covered this in one of the first episodes, actually. You're not supposed to
set it
on fire.
You tried to drown it.
You drop the trap in the pool. And that's humane. Setting it on fire is really cruel.
What?
By the way, Palm Bay is just south of Melbourne. Or Melbourne. Sorry. I went with the Australian pronunciation. I should have stuck with the American.
All right. Officers euthanized the badly injured raccoon, Bland said. Well, he didn't kill it? He failed.
No, he just set the thing on fire.
Well, who busted him then?
The cops, when they showed up.
Well, how'd they show up? Who called that he was burning a raccoon?
It doesn't say.
See? Poor journalism.
Yeah. But
maybe he was set up.
He could have been set up.
He could have been set up.
It was an undercover raccoon.
It was. It could have been an undercover raccoon sting, because how would they know that he was burning the raccoon?
Very good point. But I don't think the officers euthanized him in the typical, needle in the hind leg method.
They shot him.
Yeah, they put two between the eyes.
But I just want to know how they found out that quick. I'm telling you, he was set up. This is a sting operation.
Yeah, all it says is Palm Bay police learned about the incident.
Well, how would they learn about the incident? I mean, how long does it take to burn a raccoon?
You know what it was? It was Mrs. Kravitz, next door neighbor. She called the police.
Fucking bitch.
She saw a flaming raccoon.
What's
the
world come to that you can't burn a raccoon?
I know. Well, you really want to do a slow roast on a raccoon. Like, put it in the crock pot, let it simmer all day. You don't want to just set it on fire, because then it gets too crispy on the outside and the inside is undercooked.
If we ever get popular enough, they decide to do celebrities on Survivor, remind me, we're not going to be in the same tribe.
Yeah.
I'm not. No. No. I'm not putting you in charge of cooking.
Well.
But in the event of a zombie apocalypse, we could use you as bait.
Just because I'm slow.
Natural selection, my friend. Well, I ain't no faster. I just got more guns.
I don't know. They're attracted to zombies. Are attracted to movement, so I can stay pretty still.
Not when I throw a damn flaming raccoon at your ass. Run! What was it, a couple episodes? Run, motherfucker! No, run, fat ass! Run
fat ass!
All right. James was being booked Thursday afternoon on a charge with animal cruelty resulting in death.
Now
they gonna put him to death?
No, they're talking about the animal resulted in death, but
no, they you can't do that. He wasn't dead when the cops got there. The cops shot him.
Exactly. This is gonna get thrown
out. I'm
telling
you, this is a damn sting operation. This is a setup.
Yep.
He needs a good lawyer.
Mm-hmm. You need to call Morgan and Morgan for the people.
And they should change their title to for the people and raccoons.
Well, no, because James was against the raccoon. The raccoon was on the inside.
That's true. Damn, this is a bullshit charge.
Yep.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says nuisance animals may be taken using live traps or snares.
And then you throw them in the pool.
We learned that in episode one. All traps, snares must be inspected at least every 24 hours.
Okay.
That's fairly generic. Live captured nuisance wildlife must be released legally or euthanized humanely within 24 hours of capture or trap inspection. This man was set up.
Yeah.
This was a sting operation. This was a sting operation for
the
go.
If you don't have, maybe he doesn't have a pool.
Well, even if he, no, he was set up. Because number one, how did the cops find out so fast? I mean, you got to be pretty freaking quick. Light a raccoon on fire, and all of a sudden the cops show up.
Yeah.
Number two.
Before the raccoon dies.
He wasn't dead when they got there, so they charged him with animal cruelty resulting in death. Well, his actions didn't result in death. The death was caused by the policeman who euthanized him.
Unless they considered the euthanization of the raccoon to be unnecessary to prevent, suffering.
I'm sorry, Johnny Cochran. I did not realize we were in that debate right now.
I don't know. I just say, just throw them in the pool.
I still say it's a sting operation. So, if you got raccoons, stay away from Palm Bay.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Story number two. Florida woman attacked by an alligator while taking a bath.
Where the hell was she taking a bath?
In a lake. It was a life or death struggle for a Florida woman who was attacked by an alligator earlier this month. Felicity Gillette's ordeal began when the 24-year-old went swimming in a Florida lake. "I was about waist deep," she told Inside Edition. "I was wading in there, and the next thing you know, this mouth was just clenching down on my arm. He bit me, and then he let go, and then he latched onto my arm and started moving his head like back and forth."
So she didn't listen to the podcast on how to save yourself from an alligator.
Nope. She definitely did not. She didn't know that you just run as fast as you can. Doesn't have to be straight.
Well, you poke it in the eye.
Oh, yeah, you poke it in the eye.
And then run to the next lowest person.
Yep. Quote, and then he was trying to bring me down. My head didn't go underwater, but I was kind of going under. Somehow she freed herself from the jaws of the 6-foot gator. She then ran out of the water and called 911. I could have died. It could have taken my arm off, she said. I feel really lucky that that didn't happen. Gillette is homeless.
Well, hang on. Gillette.
Gillette.
She didn't have any razors with her?
I guess not. She's not apparently heir to the... She must have been cut off because she is homeless. Gillette is homeless.
Gillette is homeless. Okay, yes. So that she's excommunicated from the Gillette razor empire.
Yes. She was using the lake to bathe at the time of the attack. She sees her near-death experience as a sign from above.
Yeah. Don't be homeless and bathe in a lake.
Yeah. Quote, I feel like God's trying to tell me something and I should probably listen to him, she said, adding a higher power is telling her to, quote, get my life right, unquote.
So she's bathing. Where is this?
It does not say.
How'd you know it was? Oh, it says Florida woman in the title. She had soap. She could have put soap in his mouth.
Maybe that's why he let go the first time.
She shoved the bar of soap in his mouth. And I mean, if somebody shoved a bar of soap in my mouth, I'd let it go. That's nasty. But if she had had a razor with her, it would have done her absolutely no good.
No.
But the point being, why is a Gillette heir?
She's not a Gillette heir. She just has the same last name as the razor company.
It's spelled the same.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Look it up. I still say she's excommunicated. This is what happens when heirs to lots of money fall into drugs and alcohol.
And end up homeless.
On the streets. Yep. This is a sad story.
Yep.
Very sad. I'm emotional just thinking about it.
Could have been worse, though. She could have been eaten by the alligator.
And that would be natural selection.
She was.
But we're not going there.
I got to say, also.
So maybe it was. All right. Conspiracy theory number two.
Okay.
What if the Gillette Empire was trying to get rid of her, ran her, you know, took all of her money and everything, made her live on the streets, whatever, knowing she took a bath every day in that lake and went and put a bunch of alligators in there so they'd eat her?
Huh?
Think about it.
I bet it was the Dollar Shave Club put them up to it.
Could have. We could be on to a... This is a conspiracy theory number two. We already got alligators.
Yep.
And now we got the Gillette Empire going out.
And we got the raccoon that was undercover. That's the third one.
I know. Well, the undercover, that's a horrible undercover raccoon because he got his ass fried. And then shot.
Yep.
That's a bad way to go. That's a bad day.
Burn to death and don't get quite to death.
Then get shot.
Don't get quite dead enough to die, so you get shot
dead.
That's
a bad fucking day in anybody's book.
Hey.
You get burned at the stake and then turn around and say, you don't die enough, so here, let me shoot you. And this is conspiracy theory number two.
Oh, just wait till we get to these other two stories.
The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. We don't need no water, let the mother burn. Burn, mother burn.
Florida woman sets fire to house after leaving her husband. That is a bad damn day. A Florida woman who is separating from her husband, painted graffiti throughout their house Saturday morning and then set it on fire in three places, the Pasco County Sheriff's Office said. Now, we've done Pasco before.
Yeah, that's the Tampa Bay area. It doesn't say what, but something set this woman off.
Well, number one, if you wanted to go to all the trouble to do graffiti, why are you going to burn it down?
She obviously was not in her right mind. She was leaving. She got all of her shit. Found a can of spray paint.
Burn, motherfucker, burn.
Yep.
All right. Candy Currigan, 40, had been moving items out of the house when firefighters and deputies responded to a fire call, found her there, the sheriff's office said. News of the fire first was released Saturday morning as an animal rescue of Pasco County Fire Rescue. What?
Yeah, well, the next sentence explains
it. Firefighters rescued 8 dogs from the scene, evaluated them, and placed them in cages with neighbors to keep them safe.
So
I am so confused.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in this story. So,
all right.
Yeah, she spray-painted the house, left 8 dogs in the house, and set it on fire.
Currigan, described as a former resident of the house, was arrested at the scene and charged with arson. She was also charged with the possession of methamphetamine, marijuana, and paraphernalia. You get arrested for paraphernalia?
well, if you a pipe or whatever, papers. And yeah.
I mean, I have lots of paraphernalia, but hopefully I'm going to arrest me for that shit. Her husband, who works in private security, is in Iraq, the sheriff's office said.
Dude.
He wasn't even here.
He wasn't even here. She must have found out something really bad to
she
go off
Dear
that
Jane
bad.
Letter?
I must have. Or found out what he was doing while he was in Iraq, or found out what he was doing before he came or before he left for Iraq.
She got junked up on methamphetamine and pot, sprayed the house with graffiti, left the dogs in there, and tried to burn the house down.
So, yeah, so she...
But wait a minute. It says the first was released Saturday morning as animal rescue from Pasco County. Oh, Pasco County Fire Rescue. Okay. All right. I got it. The house was fully engulfed in flames at 7:50 a.m.
Dude, that's the meth, man. She got up early to do this.
She ain't been to bed.
Yeah, she been up all night.
When authorities arrived at the house near County Line and Livingston Roads, firefighters spent about 30 minutes bringing the fire under control.
That'll put you about 8:20. Just in
that's
case.
That's good math. That's quick math, Joel.
And
very
I'm on
nice.
My second beer, and I can do that.
I know,
yeah.
That's very nice. An investigation revealed that Kerrigan had destroyed the interior and exterior by hand-painting graffiti on the walls and dumping paint throughout the house.
Jesus Christ.
She set fire at three separate locations inside.
Damn.
That's a...
Angry woman.
That's a... I can't even pull the word right now.
Yeah, she...
She's pissed off at something.
Yep. That's,
She spray painted the house, dumped paint all over it, left the dog. They had, how many dogs they have?
8 dogs.
Who has 8 dogs in the freaking house? So the thing got on fire, then the fire department comes, and then all of a sudden, I need animal rescue here to get the dogs. Wow. Mm-hmm. Did she go to jail?
Yeah, she did.
How do you know? Don't say that here. What if?
Yeah, she was charged with possession of meth and marijuana.
Oh, charged.
And paraphernalia.
Right,
was
right.
Arrested at the scene, charged with arson.
I forgot about that story.
Yeah,
that
she's going to be gone for a little while. At least till her ex-husband gets back.
She had been moving out of the house, so she was already in the process.
She found something. She found his stash of something.
She found something.
Yep. Pictures.
What if it was planted?
Hmm.
Conspiracy. Think about it.
Conspiracy number 4.
I saw this episode one time on NCIS.
Mm-hmm.
NC, one of those NCs.
Yeah.
And... this girlfriend was putting the guy chewed tobacco like Copenhagen's and was putting cocaine in the Copenhagen and drove him crazy.
Mm,
and like he committed these acts and stuff, and they traced it back that he had coke and was doing it and he didn't know it. So what if she didn't know meth was in the Cheerios? Huh? Huh? Think about it.
Maybe she just thought, you know, I'm going to spend all Saturday night. Or was it Saturday? No, Saturday morning. I'm going to spend all Friday night packing up my shit.
I'm telling you, something sounds fishy here. I'm going with, I think she's been set up. Somebody gave her some shit that she wasn't supposed to. What's that stuff they use for meth? That's the, that's not real meth. The fake meth. We went through this a couple of weeks ago. The fake stuff.
Oh, the naloxone. The.
You can say it. I have no idea what
it
was.
The stuff that they spray up their nose to wake them up.
No. The other drug, the guy that went to the police department thought he bought some. Oh, that was crack, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, he thought it was meth, but it was actually crack.
No.
Or was it the other way around? He thought it was crack, and it was actually meth.
He bought some crack, but then it turned out, and he said it was, no, he thought it was fake, and then, hey, never mind.
Anyway,
I digress. I'm thinking, I feel something here. They say nothing about prior arrest.
Nope.
They said nothing about disturbances in the past. They're obviously decent law-abiding citizens. They have 25 dogs. I mean, no, not 25.
He's
how many?
8.
8 dogs.
Close enough. Anything over like 4 is
so,
too many. He's obviously in the military. He's in
right,
Iraq.
Serving our country. I'm telling you, this is a setup.
I bet Russia was involved with this.
Oh, no, he ain't going to the, no. No, no,
or
no.
Iran.
We talked about this. No.
Iran.
No.
Syria.
Canada.
It's those fuckers up there. They always pretend to be polite.
It is. Oh, yeah. You think they're on. Damn it.
It's always the nice ones. All right. So now it is time for Florida Man or Tourist. Each week, I give a list of five famous or infamous people. They could be actors, musicians, sports stars, criminals, or are famous in some other way. And Phil has to guess if each one is a Florida man, meaning he was born in the Sunshine State or lived here for a period of time greater than 1 year, or a tourist, meaning he stayed in Florida for less than a year, aka the Jeffrey Dahmer rule. For the sake of this game, Florida man can be a man, woman, boy, or girl. If Phil guesses correctly on three or more people, he wins, and if he misses three or more, I win. And loser buys the alcoholic beverages for the next show, unless we decide we're going to go to Waffle House or something like that.
And you are drinking?
I am drinking Michelob Ultra.
Which came from?
Your refrigerator.
You're welcome, bitch. Are you sure? What, I won? I won last time.
Yeah, you did. I owe you Waffle House. And yeah.
We said Waffle House?
Waffle House.
We did?
Yes.
How long ago was that?
That was, it was the last episode, but it was like 4 weeks ago when we recorded it.
Damn. All right, I'm ready.
All right, so this week's theme is another headlines edition. All right.
Hang on, let me loosen up. All right.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right, so these are headlines about people. You have to tell me if they took place in Florida or somewhere else.
Florida or somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Number one.
Number one.
Woman tries to scam $600 lottery winner by telling him he won only $5. But the winner was an agent working undercover for the state lottery commission's
another
security
sting
division.
Operation. See, yep. this thing is riddled with conspiracy theorists. Florida man.
Florida man. All right. Number two. Woman jailed for 5 months because of a failed field drug test. The lab took 7 months to come back, revealing that it was a vitamin. She was initially charged with trafficking oxycodone.
Tourist.
Tourist. Okay.
That was very weak. Tourist.
That
tourist.
Was a tourist, Joel.
All right. So we've got one Florida man, two tourists.
No. Is it? Yeah. Okay.
I'm not talking about the number of them. I'm talking about number one and number two.
Oh, okay. All right.
Number three. Man causes $100,000 in damage to Walmart liquor store under construction with a hot-wired forklift. Gives police his name as Alice Wonderland and says a hookah-smoking caterpillar told him to do it.
Wow.
There's a lot in that one.
There's a lot.
Take your time on this one. I know it's...
I was going to talk it through, but I forgot half of them. So,
Walmart.
I hate Walmart.
Walmart liquor store.
Let's go back to... I'm going to go tourist.
You're a tourist. All right.
Yep, tourist on that one.
Number four. Man's idea to only let the felons he likes vote again is ruled unconstitutional.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Man's idea to only let the felons he likes vote again is ruled unconstitutional.
Did that happen in Florida or not? Is what you're saying?
That's the question.
Oh, shit. Let's go with... I'm going to go tourist again. I don't think it's here.
Okay. And number five, woman says it's, quote, too hot, unquote, in squad car after arrest for allegedly leaving child in a hot car.
I'm going Florida man.
Okay. So.
How'd I do?
Let's see. Number one, you said.
That would be uno for our Spanish speaking friends.
For the woman who tried to scam a $600 lottery winner by telling him he only won $5. And that was actually an undercover state lottery commission security agent. You said Florida man.
Yep.
And that happened in Florida.
Booyah.
Number two was the woman who was in jail for 5 months because of a initial drug test that came back, that came back 7 months later, revealing that her, quote unquote, oxycodone was actually a vitamin. You said tourist, and that one is a Florida man. So you are 1-1.
Where'd that happen?
Let me open this one up.
That's all right. You ain't got to look it up. I trust you. Actually, I don't, but I don't have the patience to
That was Pasco County.
More Tampa.
Yep. Number three. Man causes $100,000 in damage to Walmart liquor store under construction with a hot-wired forklift, gives police his name as Alice Wonderland, and says a hookah-smoking caterpillar told him to do it. You said that was a tourist.
Gotta be.
And you should know better than that. That is a Florida man.
Son of a bitch.
That happened in Crestview.
Where's that?
Good question. I think that's also in the Tampa area, isn't it?
A hookah-smoking caterpillar.
Yep. I got my maps up here. Crestview.
Damn it. Are you sure?
Yep.
Son of a bitch. How did I miss that? You sure you wrote that down right?
I'm sure. Oh, Crestview's in the panhandle. That's almost it's between Panama City and Pensacola.
That's lower Alabama. Oh, come on.
Well, technically it's across the border. All right. Let's see. Number four, man's idea to only let the felons he likes vote again is ruled unconstitutional. You said that was a tourist, and that was Governor Rick Scott of Florida.
I don't like you right now.
Yeah, I know. That's because you got three in a row wrong. And the last one you said is a Florida man. That was the woman who said it's too hot in the squad car after her arrest for allegedly leaving a child in a hot car. And that took place in South Daytona. So you were 2 for 5 on this one.
I don't like you right now.
But I will accept.
But I like you. I don't dislike you as much as I did after the president's.
I know. Yeah, I couldn't possibly do worse than that. But I will accept
that was the worst.
Today's beer as your payment for losing this one.
Can't believe I got the damn hookah smoking caterpillar wrong.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, I shouldn't even be qualified to host to help co-host this thing if I didn't know that.
Seriously.
Oh, you fired me?
No.
You motherfucker,
I'm firing you over a Walmart question. You should know better.
God damn.
Let me tell you, can I give you two guys a friendly piece of advice, okay? Don't ever go up to the drive-thru, okay? Always walk up to the counter. You know why? Okay. They fuck you at the drive-thru, okay? They fuck you at the drive-thru. They know you're going to be miles away before you find out you got fucked, okay? They know you're not going to turn around and go back.
Okay, story number four. Florida couple sold drugs from a drive-thru window in their house.
What?
Yep. So,
How the hell do you have a drive-thru window in your house?
Well, that is creative carpentry.
Now, back in the day, we used to have a drive-up in the hood that we used to go, but you had to walk up to the window to get your six-pack of beer.
There have been some drive-up liquor stores.
We even had... In Louisiana, we used to go across the river, and they had a drive-through beer barn.
There, I believe there's still one in Naples.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a drive-through.
You could drive through and get your beer and a pina colada. All in the same spot.
Yep, it's been a while since I've been there, so I'm assuming it's still there, but they were doing a lot of business. But yeah.
It was in Vidalia. Yeah, right across the river.
But anyway.
Very handy.
Yeah.
Never had to get out of the car. You just drove through. It's like a drive-thru.
Yep.
And they had all the beer on the sides. You told them what you wanted. You go get out of the thing, put it in the car.
Exactly.
Never mind the fact we were 16 at the time. But
And the only thing about that is if you want to browse, it's kind of frowned upon because...
We didn't browse in Mississippi back in the day. We knew what we wanted.
You knew what you wanted and went in and you just asked
pretty
for
much.
It.
Yeah. And when you're underage, you don't actually... Ask a lot of questions.
There's no comparison shopping on.
No, you don't comp shop. You just go in and whatever they're willing to put in the bag, you take.
Gotcha. All right. Well,
run.
Apparently this couple were putting quite a bit in a bag. So 4 drug overdoses led police last week to raid a drug house that had a drive-through and a walk-up window. The Ocala Police Department said.
No. Ocala?
Ocala. Yeah. Not Polk County.
I know. It's Marion.
Yep. Police said William Parrish Jr. and Mackenzie Dobbs were selling drugs out of a mobile home.
How the hell do you put a damn drive-thru in a mobile home? They're up kind of high. I mean, you'd have to reach down really far. I mean, yeah. Lean out the window or something. What do you got? You got a circle drive around the house or something?
You know, maybe they piled up the dirt in front of the window a little bit higher. Not sure, but investigators said...
That's great.
Investigators
said... We could have let the tire out of the house. We could have lowered the house. No, let's build a dirt mound.
Yeah.
To build it up so the cars are closer to the window.
So they removed two of the cement blocks on either corner.
Took and the tires off and dropped it. Oh, no. We didn't go that creative.
No.
We piled some dirt up there by the window so they could drive it to be a little bit taller.
Oh, you know what? It's Ocala. I bet people were coming up on horseback.
The last thing you want is somebody high on drugs. Something tells me.
There was a story about...
Something tells me there's no drugs involved while horseback riding.
There was a guy who was charged with drinking and driving on horseback, and he got off because he said the horse knew the way home. He wasn't driving. He was a passenger.
Bullshit.
Swear to God. All right. Well, anyway.
All right. Go ahead.
Investigators said that the home had signs indicating when it was open or closed for business.
Oh, as any good. And business should.
And signs directing motorists where to drive. This is an entrepreneurial couple. They're legit. They've got their marketing down pat.
Right, I want to know how they found them, because I'm on a 3 for 3, if not 4 for 4, conspiracy theorist here. So
all right. Well, police said the couple transformed a kitchen window into a drive-through window because they didn't want to draw attention by having customers regularly entering and exiting the home. Yeah, because the drive-through window is going to be inconspicuous.
So far, I'm with them. I don't see anything wrong with this so far.
Quote, we were seeing some overdose incidents that were happening in this particular area, specifically at this particular location, unquote. Ocala Police Captain Stephen Cuppy said. There were some heroin sales that were going on there. Subsequently, through the investigation, we were able to determine that the product was laced with fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
Okay. Well,
cool. Say it with a twang.
Fentanyl.
Yes, fentanyl.
All right. That's the stuff that killed Prince, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Purple rain. Don't make me bust into Darling Nikki, because I will.
I heard you this weekend singing.
I don't mean this to be nasty, Marcia. Don't let me do it.
William Parrish Sr., Parrish's father. No. William Parrish Sr. is the father of William Parrish Jr. Is that how that works?
It works in my case. I'm a junior, and my dad has the same name as my dude. My dude? my dad has the... Fuck!
Yeah, my dad is a junior, and he has the same name as my grandfather. Anyway, Parrish's father said his son had been visiting a methadone clinic. Quote, he's been trying to get himself straightened out, unquote. Parrish Sr. said he was unaware of the alleged drug dealing at the home and that the overdoses are a lie.
See? Conspiracy theorist.
The suspects were arrested August 23rd on multiple charges, including drug possession, selling drugs, and keeping or maintaining a dwelling used to keep or sell drugs.
That sounds like made up to me.
That's pretty, yeah. Keeping or maintaining a dwelling used to keep or sell drugs.
So, if you, as many of these things as we, what are we on now? Episode, what, 260?
17.
Oh, sorry, 17.
We're four
stories
legal.
Each. I know, four stories each. That's 65, no. It's a lot of episodes.
68
stories.
Actually, we had one episode where we had five stories, so this is story number 69.
Of course it is.
Thanks for pointing that out, Phil. I'm glad we didn't miss that one. That's a milestone.
We should go, if I had the energy, which I don't, or the resources, which I don't, or the desire, which I don't, to go back and actually look through all of these, and of all the different charges that people are that the press puts on here,
mm-hmm.
They're different every week.
Yep.
It's like every story has different charges.
Yes.
It's like they just make up the shit as they go along.
Well, I think every county has different wordings for how they describe the same crime.
Selling drugs and keeping or maintaining a dwelling used to sell drugs.
Used to keep or sell drugs. So that actually is a combo. You can do either keeping a dwelling used to keep drugs, keeping a dwelling used to sell drugs, maintaining a dwelling used to keep drugs, or maintaining just a dwelling used to sell drugs.
This is so complicated.
Yeah, so they got all those.
Longer.
You could get the same charge for all four of those different acts.
Really?
Yep.
See? That's why you never go through drive-thru. You know why?
They always
fuck you at the drive-thru. Damn it. And that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like us and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Man Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email at floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
Ooh, we got a unique like this week on our Twitter feed, right?
We did. We mentioned last week that I mentioned that
you mentioned
Pollo Tropical is the best fast food chicken.
I beg to differ, but...
Well, Pollo Tropical liked our tweet about that.
I may have to go try them. Maybe we should do... All right, hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going out on a limb. What if we went and got a sample of all of the 3 different chickens we talked about?
Okay, so...
And we do a taste test live.
So that would take Popeyes, Pollo, and... We don't want to do KFC. We've agreed that KFC...
No, we should do KFC. Okay. As long as it's crispy. As long as it's crispy.
I was going to say Publix.
Publix has got to be in there.
Yeah. All right, does Pollo Trap, I'm sorry, not Pollo. Does Popeyes have like a popcorn style chicken?
Sure.
Because I know Pollo does too.
And so I know
Publix.
Yeah,
so that Publix. That would be a...
That'd be an even playing field.
Yeah. So let's do that. I think we should do that.
And we'll do a taste test.
Yep.
To see which one. Now, it's going to be... Who's the judges? Well, just us, right?
Yeah. So we can get somebody to blind them for us so we don't know which one is which.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, a blind taste test.
You got it.
Apparently, I am out of the house bartender just informed me I'm out of Coors Light, so we're having to go to...
Fruity shit?
Yeah. I don't believe in fruit in the beer except in regards to Corona.
Is that a Corona?
I think. Yes.
Okay.
And I don't like Coronas in a can. It just don't feel right. Don't taste right.
I like the lime in a land shark.
And the coconut.
Land shark's good. Jimmy Buffett's beer.
It's like Corona.
Is it? I haven't had Corona in so long because the first time I tried it, I didn't like it, and I've never. Gone
we used to get Corona all the time because it wasn't legal in Mississippi for years, so we used to go to Louisiana to get it. So when we lived in Hasburg at Southern Miss, we'd drive to New Orleans at least once a week, and we'd always bring back cases of Corona. So we were bootlegging Corona back to the apartment because it wasn't legal in Mississippi until, after I got out of school.
Did you feel like
I was a little bit
smoking the bandit?
I was a little like, I will say it, no, I did not, because I cannot equate what I did to the hero and the pioneer.
That was Coors.
That was Coors.
Yeah.
But I cannot compare what my measly driving to New Orleans to get Corona to the man, the legend, the bandit did.
Mm-hmm.
No. 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 Not even close. Nope.
I'll have to agree you're no Burt Reynolds.
No, I am no Burt Reynolds. Nor am I Fred. I can't pull the other one out to the snowman. What the hell? Jerry Reed.
Jerry Reed, yeah.
I can't pull it. All I could think of was Fred. I'm not a fucking big illegal, but no. If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridaman, or thank you very much. I got the dots without you put writing dot in there this time.
Yep.
Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes, discounts on our merchandise, which we have now.
Yep.
And other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman.
Our Patreon subscribers get extras like discounts on our merchandise, VIP access at our live shows, and yes, we do have other cool stuff too.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on or off this program are solely the opinions of the hosts of the Florida Men podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is, as always, prohibited.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
As always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man. It might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. A mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida Man.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.